You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the Seattle Mariners. Our guest today is the voice of the Mariners, Dave Sims. Dave, I was looking at the Fangraphs projections. They have the Mariners projected as the best record in the American League, the second best record in all of baseball behind the Dodgers. It's a pretty good, you know, I know it means nothing here in January, but it's a pretty good reinforcement or endorsement of the work Jack Cerenjic's done over the last 2 years, isn't it?
I wholeheartedly agree, and Richie, I'm going into my ninth year, and I saw that, and I had to, like, let me stand up, and then sit down again. Let me look at that again. It's very impressive. I think Jack's done a great job, and I think if everybody can stay healthy and, you know, just have their normal year, it should be a lot of fun. I mean, I love the pitching that's coming back. You love Nelson Cruz. Ruggiano just, let's see, he and Ackley, Furbush, Jackson, and Morrison just went through, they signed him. They didn't even have to go through arbitration. I just like the pieces that he's put together, and it bodes well. But, the proof is planted on the field.
Yeah, Dave, I've known Lloyd McClendon for a long time, as you have. You know, you're one guy when you're a member of Jimmy Leland's staff. When I saw him walk on the field last year for the first time as the Mariners manager, it was like, oh, my God. This guy is in charge.
Man, that's exactly right, Rich. Hey, new sheriff, baby. And he said, listen, I love you guys, but I love my family more. If you're not getting it done, I'm getting the next guy. So let's go. And, you know, there was little to I don't think there's hardly any drama. And maybe one or two things that did happen, it was nipped in the bud quickly. Cano and Felix being the alpha ducks took care of it. What end that Lloyd left open. And I remember there was an incident, and they said, hey, we got this, Skip, don't worry about it. It's been a great clubhouse, and the excitement is there, especially when you look at getting Cruz this year, when last year it seemed like we were with an eyelash at getting him, and it didn't work out, and he's the absolute answer to our DH needs.
Yeah, and so, back to Lloyd, it's almost like he's got a perfect resume in that he'd been a manager, he'd been a player, he'd been on a great manager's staff. And it's like all those things came together to make this guy. And, he also carries himself. There's a quiet confidence about him. And I think on a team that's trying to learn how to win and all, those are huge factors that he's been where the Mariners are trying to go.
I've had Kyle Seager, I've had Brad Miller say, hey, man, go to war for that guy.
Yeah.
And that's the ultimate endorsement. When you have a young player like that, like those two guys, and Seager's an all-star and a gold glover, and Miller's on the come, too. I think that's as great an endorsement as you could get.
Dave, as we go to spring training, what are the roster issues? Is it who's going to play shortstop? What is the things that Jack and Lloyd will be trying to decide?
Yeah, I just came back from the gym, and I knew I was coming on with you, and I was thinking about the same thing. You know, as I go position to position, I mean, Zunino, and right now they got Jesus Sucre booked as the number two guy, but we'll see what happens. He's a good defensive catcher, not much of a hitter. First base, you got Morrison. You got Montero maybe looming on the outside. He supposedly has lost a ton of weight. We'll see what happens there. Cano at second. Shortstop, you got Miller and Taylor. Real curious to see what happens there. Miller's left-handed hitter. Taylor's right-handed hitter. Taylor might have been up in April, but he broke a hand. So this competition in spring is going to be dynamite, watching those two guys get after it. Seager at third, Ackley in left, Austin Jackson in center, and Ruggiano and Seth Smith in right field. With your backup outfielders, Stefan Romero, right-hander, James Jones, left-hander, and Andy Chavez, the venerable veteran, stole a wild card. He's bailed us out the last 2 years. He hadn't been signed yet, but if they do sign him, that wouldn't surprise me. Willie Bloomquist as your super utility infielder guy. He's coming off a knee injury, but he's bound and determined to be an impact guy in that role. And then you get your seven relievers and your five starters, so that adds up to 25. So it's if a young kid is really gonna have to come out of nowhere, DJ Peterson or somebody like that, or Gabby Guerrero, they'd have to blow everybody away in camp to make this team.
I wanted to ask you about watching Austin Jackson play center field every day and the impact his glove had on the ball club.
Yeah, gap to gap, got it covered. I mean, you got no worries at all. And that's been the best since when Franklin Gutierrez was the center fielder a few years ago, and he was playing at a gold glove caliber level. And, of course, he's had his physical ailments and medical problems over the last few years, and he's been unavailable. But AJ is the real deal. Now we got to get him back to hitting 275, 285, something like that, and then have a total package and get him stealing some bases again too.
You know, Robinson Cano was in the Jeter shadow, the Andy Pettit, Rivera shadow in New York somewhat. And so you never know what the guy is going to be like when he's asked to be the guy, in not just in the lineup, but in the room. Well, what was he like? What did you learn about him last year?
Hey, Richie, he is, I live here in New York, and matter of fact, I just was on, a guy comes up to me and says, hey, what about Cano? He must really hate it out there in Seattle and everything. I mean, hey, what about, I said, you take him back in a heartbeat. Don't give me that crap. You take him in an absolute heartbeat. The guy's going to the Hall of Fame. He's an absolute gem. What a good guy. I'd had just minimal interaction with him during his years with the Yankees. You know, we only see him, twice over the course of a season. But getting to be around him and watch him interact and watch the guys react to him, he's everything you could want in a superstar. I mean, he and Felix Hernandez are the alpha dogs on the team. He's been very helpful. And it's, having been there, having won a World Series, having been in the drama of a pennant race, knowing, to let the game come to you. Let the game slow down. And think about it. Just take your time. It's going to happen. You're good enough. You're here already. So now just go out and do what you do. And he kept saying that from minute one when I saw him in spring training. And even going down to the last day when the Mariners were in it until, the middle of the fifth inning when Oakland closed out Texas to eliminate the Mariners. But you couldn't, Rich, you could not ask for anything more out of this guy.
Yeah, and you know, Dave, one of the reasons you sign a guy like that is it gets people's attention in the city. Hey, look, our boys are doing something. And what have you noticed in terms of fan excitement? The Mariners were back over 2 million last year in home attendance. How excited are they to have a club that looks like we're going to be one of the best in baseball?
Well, as you probably know, I'm pretty active on social media, and I'm hearing from a lot of jacked-up Mariner fans.
Yeah.
And the other thing, too, you know, we're obviously competing with the Seahawks, who, you know, they're 60 minutes away from a back-to-back Super Bowl trip. So in terms of sports fans in Seattle and the Pacific Northwest, they're on a heck of a high. And you know, last year, Mariners, our Root Sports broadcast, had the biggest ratings increase of anybody in baseball. We had a 300,000 jump in attendance in the ballpark. This region is ready to go absolutely bonkers over the Mariners. And you know, we haven't been in the playoffs since 2001, so it's a hungry group of people out there that's starving for a winner in baseball. And as you know, what a difficult division this is. The AL West is tough, man.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. How do you see the landscape of the AL West?
You know, the Angels, what, they won 98 games. They're still a problem. I think we've more than held our own. I think the team that gives us as much problem as maybe, if not more than anybody, is the Astros. Man, oh, man, they've made a lot of changes down there. They brought a lot of veterans in there. It's going to be a bigger veteran presence this year. I think that's going to be interesting. I look for Texas to get healthy. I don't know if all their pitchers will be healthy. And then I think, I had my questions about what Billy was doing in Oakland, and it seems like he's torn it down and in the process of building it back up. So I think it's a super competitive division, and I talk a lot with Mike Socia. We're both Philly guys, and we hang out when the two teams get together, and he's been saying for years, I'm telling you, it's the best and has been the best division in baseball for a lot of years.
That's great. Dave, I appreciate the time. I hope you're enjoying your offseason. It won't be long till we're in Arizona.
Countdown's on, Rich. It really is, man. I just got back from the gym. I'm fired up, and I'll go out to Seattle on Monday for Fan Fest and Caravan. So baseball fever, it's already heating up big time, man.
All right. Good to talk to you, Dave.
Visit the official online shop of Major League Baseball at MLB.com/shop for the largest selection of authentic caps, T-shirts, jerseys, hoodies, collectibles, and more. Get your gear straight from the source, the MLB.com shop.